Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Do You Even Mind? So excited to be here. Feels good recording the pod again. And this week we are going to be talking about patterns and cycles and what the fuck is going on in our subconscious mind. Why do old patterns keep repeating themselves even though you've quote unquote done the work on them, or perhaps you've seen a therapist about them many times, or maybe you've even done some subconscious work. That's a really difficult thing to say. And yet you still find yourself in frustrating cycles and patterns in your life. And you're like, why is this happening, A? And then B, what can I do about it? So let's give you a little EG. Say, for example, you have been working a lot on your money mindset and you are trying to increase sales in your business and you're wanting your business to grow, but no matter what you feel like you do, perhaps you do your affirmations or you've worked with a coach before or you journal every morning, you have a morning routine, but your income is staying stagnant or your income is up and down, feast or famine months, and you just find that you're not growing at the rate you want to. Or perhaps you're feeling frustrated at the fact that this just keeps happening. So you're doing the work on these subconscious beliefs that you suspect you may have. Maybe they are that sales feel difficult, or maybe they are that this isn't possible for you, that you're never going to be a high income earner. Perhaps these are some old beliefs that you've been trying to get rid of, yet despite doing the work on them, you're still experiencing feast or famine months. Maybe you hit a high month in business and then the next month will be really low again. Or perhaps you're just finding that you keep attracting clients that come up with lots of objections, or they cancel or they flake on you. So that is an example of a pattern that might keep playing out in your life. Another example, and this happens a lot, and if you watch my TikTok, I sometimes do videos where I'm delving into the psychology behind people that are on reality TV shows because I am a trash queen, okay? I love trash. There, I said it. And so when I do these psychoanalyze these people that are on these reality TV shows, I notice this particular pattern come up a lot. Perhaps they haven't had a lot of luck in the past, or they've had some pretty bad breakups in the past. They've gotten hurt a lot and they meet someone. So say, for example, this is a Love Island situation. They meet someone and they get all excited and it's all lovely and great, warm fuzzies. And then the person that they're with turns around one day and goes, do you know what? I'm not really feeling this. I actually fancy so-and-so. I'm going to go and explore that option instead. And what I see when I watch the people that are dealing with the fallout of going through a breakup or going through being hurt is that old patterns and stories will come up again. So the story that might come up for these people is that this always happens to me. I'm always the one that gets hurt. And when someone says that to their friends, when they're in a heightened state of emotion, it showcases their story and it showcases their pattern. So even without me knowing this person on a one-on-one level, I can see that just from them saying this when they're in that heightened state of emotion, that they've gone unconscious and their subconscious is speaking now. So they believe that they are stuck in this cycle, that this always happens to them, they're always the one that gets hurt, and that they're never going to find the right person. And this showcases our subconscious stories that we tell ourselves. We all have like a script for our life about what is possible, what isn't possible, what is safe, what is unsafe for us. And when we repeat things like that, when something reminds us of a familiar event in our past, and we start repeating those beliefs of this always happens to me, I'm never good enough, I don't deserve love, whatever it is that we're saying to ourselves, that is reinforcing that old neural pathway. And it's actually storing that experience as evidence in our subconscious mind. And as we know about the subconscious mind, is that it likes to be right and it likes to keep us safe, even if we don't consciously want what's happening to us. So if we've gone through multiple breakups and the same things happen to us again and again and again, it feels very familiar to our subconscious mind. So we all subconsciously choose partners. We will subconsciously put out messaging in our business or whatever that's going to repeat the same old cycle. It's very sneaky. It's very subconscious. So if you're listening to this and you're nodding your head and you're going, oh God, like we all have patterns, by the way, all of every single one of us, none of us are exempt from it, but we all have patterns whether we are aware of them or not. And if you actually look through your life, you'll discover that there are patterns in your relationships, whether that be romantic or friendship, patterns in your family, patterns in your habits and behaviors, patterns in business and your career, patterns with your relationship with money. There are patterns everywhere. And these have become so ingrained and so entrenched into your subconscious mind because when we experience something really good or really bad and we experience all the emotion that comes with that, we start to develop beliefs that coincide with that emotion. So for example, if you've gone through multiple breakups, then you might develop the belief that no one ever chooses me, I'm not good enough. And that will form a really powerful, deeply entrenched neural pathway. And then we will subconsciously seek experiences, seek people, subconsciously behave in a way that will end up repeating that old pattern. And we obviously don't want this to happen, especially if we've done the work on it, especially if we feel like, okay, we've gone to therapy, I'm aware of my pattern, I know what I'm doing wrong, I've maybe even done mindset work on this, why is this still happening? And in order to explain why this keeps happening, I want to give you a brief rundown of a more of an analogy of what goes on in our subconscious mind when we start to form really strong beliefs. So say I'm going to use that example of I'm not good enough, no one's going to choose me in relationships. When you have an experience that reminds you of past events and you repeat to yourself that phrase, that belief, oh, this always happens to me, I'm not never good enough for anyone. What you are doing is you are ingraining that in your subconscious mind. You are building a very strong neural pathway. The more we truly believe what we are thinking, that pathway becomes stronger and stronger and stronger, and it can either work for us or against us. In this case, that belief is obviously going to work against us, and it's ultimately going after what we want. If you're wanting a relationship, then believing that you're never good enough for anyone and no one's ever going to choose you is most likely going to lead you to unhealthy relationships. It's going to attract people that aren't right for us, and it's going to essentially lead you in the same cycle of getting with someone, breaking up with them because they're not right for you, getting with someone, breaking up because they're not right for you, and you form this never-ending cycle, it feels like. And I want you to imagine a path, right? If you're walking through the forest and you walk down the same path every single time, it becomes a stronger and stronger path. Maybe initially when you first walk down that path, you won't see any obvious signs that someone's walked there before. But if you kept walking down that path again and again and again, it will become more obvious and it will become more deeply entrenched in the ground. And perhaps even leaves will stop, perhaps even grass will stop growing on top of it. It will become a deeply entrenched path. It's exactly the same with your neural pathways. The more you believe your thoughts and the more you repeat them to yourself, you're forming a really strong neural pathway. The good news is you can create new neural pathways and you can weaken old disempowering neural pathways. I'm going to explain how to do that in a moment, but before I do that, I want to talk to you about the four stages of competence, which might sound really bloody boring, but stick with me here because it will explain further about why cycles will repeat themselves and what to do when we do repeat a cycle, accidentally, of course, or when we do drop into being unconscious. Because it will happen, and I want to normalize that, by the way. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to repeat cycles, because if you think about that pathway in the woods, it's so easy for us to keep going down that same path because it's deeply entrenched, it's familiar to us. We'll often slip back into old patterns and habits. That is what we are like as human beings. So it's very natural for us to do that. It doesn't mean all is lost and it doesn't mean we're back to square one. So I'm going to dive into the four stages of competence. The first one being unconscious incompetence. Then it goes to conscious incompetence, conscious competence, and then unconscious competence. So let me walk you through each of those stages. So unconscious I knew this was going to happen. Unconscious incompetence does not know how to do something yet, and they may not even actually recognize that this is something they need to know how to do. So for example, in sales psychology and bias psychology, this is the most unaware person. And we often don't speak to this type of person because there's too much educating to do. We don't want to be convincing people that they need our services or products, right? So what happens with this person is that they might recognize that they are incompetent at something and that they potentially might need this new skill in the future if they're aware of it, right? Sometimes they're not. If we're talking about driving, and I love to use the example of driving for this because we all start off having no fucking clue how to drive. And we might grow up and be like, okay, cool, yeah, I need to drive. I know I need to learn this one day. But you wouldn't know how to do it. So this is when you are unconsciously incompetent. You may have not even sat in the driver's seat of a car just yet. Then we move on to conscious incompetence. So this person does not yet still, you know, they don't know how to do something. They recognize that they might need to learn how to do it. And they are starting to address learning this new skill. This is where you will make loads and loads of mistakes. And it is integral to make mistakes at this stage because you are learning and you are making progress, even though it might not feel like it. So think about when you first started to sit behind the wheel of a car and your first few drives, you are paying so much attention to the road. You don't know what you're doing. Your mom, well, in my case, is sweating bullets in the seat next to you, pressing on that pretend brake that she wished she had. And you don't know what you're doing. You know you need to learn it, but you don't know what you're doing yet. Then we move on to conscious competence. Conscious competence is where we understand and we know how to do something now. So if we're in that driver's seat, okay, we know how to drive the car now. We still are not completely competent. We still have to think before we do things. We might not even actually be able to hold like a proper conversation with the person in the passenger seat yet because we are very focused on the task at hand. We are still going to make some mistakes. And especially if we lose concentration, we will almost definitely make a mistake and we might move back into conscious incompetence. But then when we realize we've made that mistake, we can be like, oh, okay, we've learned. We need to pay more attention. We know that we made that mistake again. So we can then move forward back into conscious competence. Then we have number four, unconscious competence. This is where we have had so much practice with this new skill that it has become so natural to us and it can be done really easily. So this is when you're at the stage of driving a car where you don't even need to think about indicating or where the clutch is or changing gears, or sometimes we can go from point A to point B and completely forget how we even got there because we are driving unconsciously. We are unconsciously competent. It's rare to make mistakes at this point. We might still do it, especially in my case, where I am not the most amazing driver. Well, I actually think I'm a great driver, but I've been told by a few friends and family that I'm not. So take from that what you will. Regardless, we've moved into unconscious competence. We know it like the back of our hand. It's become second nature to us and it feels very natural to us. So when we are thinking about this from a neurological perspective, and when we are looking at it from the perspective of when we're trying to break certain cycles, habits, when we are trying to stop the same old patterns happening to us again and again and again, and when we're trying to rewire our brain and form new beliefs, so say, for example, you've got that belief of I'm never good enough, no one ever chooses me, that's when you're unconsciously incompetent. You might not even realize that that's a problem at the start. And then someone might say, do you realize that actually when you say these things to yourself, this is what happens to your brain, this is what happens to your subconscious, then you'll move into conscious incompetence where you will start thinking things like, okay, I know I need to work on this. I'm going to start working on this. and I'm going to try and do affirmations and meditation. And it might feel like a real slog at this point. You might go to therapy and you're like, fuck, this feels so hard. I feel like I'm never going to get there. I'm never going to be able to learn this. I'm never going to be able to get out of this old way of thinking. You're going to make mistakes at this stage. It's normal, but you're still making progress. A lot comes up at this stage, especially when we're talking mindset. It can feel like a lot. You might even be like, why did I even begin this? Trust me, keep going through it because you are becoming more and more competent. You're rewiring your brain. You're forming better beliefs slowly but surely. It might not feel like it, but at the start, it will feel like a very, very conscious thing that you're doing. Then when you've been doing it for a while and you start forming better beliefs, you will move into conscious competence where you might still have to think about it, but it'll become easier and easier. And you're getting better at it. You're finding your life is changing. You're feeling a bit better. Maybe some things are changing in your life, like different relationships are forming in your life or business feels a bit different. This is when you'll start seeing the fruits of your labor. You'll start noticing that you are noticing some changes. However, at this point, you will make mistakes. You will go unconscious sometimes. You might accidentally sometimes go from conscious competence back to unconscious incompetence, especially when you are feeling emotional or a pattern has repeated itself. But you are not back at square one. So let me explain this to you further. Because you have armed yourself with more knowledge, because you have been doing the work, even though this pattern may have repeated itself, which by the way is very likely to happen, because we can't just do affirmations for a few weeks and expect our entire world to change necessarily. Sometimes that can happen, but most likely than not, more likely than not, that's not going to happen. If the pattern does repeat itself, and when we are feeling emotionally volatile, and when we are feeling sad and frustrated or whatever we are feeling, we might start repeating those old beliefs again because it does feel good sometimes to feel like a bit of a victim. This always happens to me. Why? And then you go unconscious again. You've gone down that old trodden path, that very familiar path, that neural pathway that is familiar to you, that feels safe to you, and it reinforces those beliefs. However, we don't want to stay there too long. We want to have the self-compassion. We do not want to bypass our emotions because that achieves nothing. But we want to bring ourselves back up to conscious competence and then back up to unconscious competence eventually. It will become second nature to us. One day we'll be like, oh my God, I don't have that belief at all. I used to believe it with every inch of my being. And now I totally believe I'm good enough. Now I know that I'm worthy of love. Now I know that I can have the kind of relationship that I want. You have that obvious certainty that you can get it and that it's there for you and that you're worthy of it. It will take some time to get there, and that is okay. And I think having the awareness even that that is going to take some time is okay. But when we find ourselves going unconscious, we don't want to repeat old beliefs to ourselves, which often feels really good, as I said. This always happens to me. Why is it always like this? I want you to start catching yourself right there. I don't want you to bypass the emotion. I want you to feel the feelings that are coming up. But label them. So if you have gone through, so we're using the relationship example again. So you've gone through a breakup, feel sad, feel frustrated, feel angry, feel heartbroken, feel annoyed. That's fine and that's necessary. But try and refrain from repeating that old belief that you've been wanting to get rid of. Because all you're doing when you are repeating that old belief, when you are emotionally charged, is your subconscious is just making that old neural pathway stronger again. And it's using your current experience as evidence to support that old belief. And it will continue to recreate it. We might have a few moments, right, where we do repeat the old belief and we're like, oh, I want you to stop yourself and say, no, 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 we're not going down that path again. What I'm going to do is, I mean, this sounds very formal, doesn't it, to be speaking to yourself like this, but you can say, I'm not going to go down the old path again. And then just allow yourself to feel the feelings that are coming up without attaching a belief or a story to it. Because the thoughts that we say to ourselves, the words that we say to ourselves, is how we form new beliefs over time. And we need to start soothing ourselves during those moments, because that's when you start to form a new neural pathway. So if you are heartbroken or are feeling sad or are feeling hurt or angry, you can say, it's okay to feel angry right now. We're not going down that old path again. We're moving forward. Something like that. Whatever mantra you want to repeat to yourself. It is possible for me, like something that I love saying, if something doesn't work out for me in my life, I'm like, okay, this or something better. I need to find that complete trust that if something hasn't worked out for me in the way that I wanted or expected it to, it's because there is something better for me. And that is what I believe. So I repeat that to me. I repeat that to myself when I go through harder times in life. I'm like, okay, this was not meant to be. I feel sad, I feel disappointed, I'm going to grieve it, but then I'm going to move on because this clearly wasn't meant for me, even though I might feel that it is. I might be like, oh my God, I really thought this was for me, but it clearly isn't because it hasn't worked out, right? So I want you to keep that in mind when you do start to fall unconscious, is to catch yourself, and that is the key. And that's when you know that you are making some serious progress and that the cycle will not repeat forever. Even if it repeats a few times, it's okay. You're aware of it now. You know what you need to do. And this is why subconscious work is so powerful, because you have the power to completely stop all of these old cycles and patterns and behaviors and habits and old feelings and old beliefs that you no longer want to resonate with. And you can change your entire life. And so one thing that really helped me was hypnosis and a lot of NLP timeline therapy as well, because you're dealing directly with the subconscious mind. I don't believe personally that it's enough to just do some journaling in the morning. I think that is where, yes, you see some progress, but it's not enough to necessarily change your entire life. Whereas things like hypnosis and NLP are game changers, and it helps you speed up that rewiring process, essentially. If you are someone who is experiencing a lot of these cycles repeating themselves, you are ready to do the subconscious work, you're sick of living life this way, you don't want to keep repeating old patterns and old cycles, you know it's not serving you and you would like some help with it, there is going to be a link in the show notes below where you can apply to work with me. If you have any questions about working with me as well, feel free to find me on Instagram and just DM me the word coaching. And I can have a chat with you. There are multiple ways to work with me. We can do one-on-one hypnosis sessions only, or we can do a blend of NLP, hypnotherapy. I've got short-term options. I've got long-term options. So there is something for everyone. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Something a little bit different, but I could talk about all this stuff till the cows come home. And if you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoyed listening to the podcast, please give me a 5-star rating. It helps me reach new people and it means the world. And it's always nice for a little ego fluff, isn't it? All right, guys, have a wonderful rest of your day, week, and I will see you next week for a brand new episode of Do You Eat Mind? Bye.